Children of God, please be seated. Hallelujah. We thank God so much this morning for the grace that He has bestowed upon us. It's a privilege to be in His presence. It's a privilege to be gathered together as children of God to hear His word, to share His word, and be encouraged and be motivated. So this morning, I'm so excited to be here. I hope you're also very excited to be here. Then I'm here to be brave. Now no pay one pen pen. So what do you doing? When I do ye, any ne humo bro a or dia dumu yen. Nanka yen senanka yen fata. Nan so we sure ye be brave and or dia by nanim and asim. Shall we pray? King of Kings, Lord of Lords, this morning we come to your throne. And we bow ourselves to God under you. And we ask that, Lord, may your power be established today. Father, we pray that, God, let your power be established today. Let us feel your presence, O Lord. We pray for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in our midst today. Father, let us not live the same as we came. We pray, God, that, Father, today we shall have an encounter and our lives will be different. Today we shall obey and we shall live. Today we shall obey and we shall be successful. Today we shall obey and we shall be prosperous. We thank you, O God, this morning. As the Father, use me, O Lord, as a vessel to deliver your good to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. The theme for today is obey God's word and live. Obey God's word and live. Today's word is from the Lord. It says, obey God's word and live. In other words, if you don't obey God's word, you will not live. It's so very simple, right? There is no other way to put it. It's so very simple. And sometimes God's word doesn't make sense. But you and I, the instructions are very simple. Obey it, right? Sometimes God is taking us to a place it will not make sense. But we have to obey. So let's say you are going to Boston, right? And you decide to go to, all you know, it's just the Route 9. The Route 9 will take you all the way to Boston, right? And then in your way coming, you hear a voice that says, use Route 90 or use the Mass Pike. You never use the Mass Pike. You've never known the Mass Pike before. You just have to trust the voice that use the Mass Pike. Hallelujah. It will not make sense to you. It does not make sense. Why should I use the Mass Pike? But God says, obey me and live. Maybe going back on Route 9, you may have an accident. Maybe going through Route 9, you may be in traffic. Let's say you don't have enough gas in your tank. By not listening to God's word, you'll be stuck on Route 9. But if you listen to God's word and you go through the mass spike, you'll get to Worcester safely. Hallelujah. And this morning, it is my hope and it's my prayer that we shall listen to the voice of the Lord. We shall listen to the commands of God. And as we listen to the commands of God and as we listen to the word of God, we will live, we will be prosperous, and we shall be successful. Amen. In our second Bible reading, which was Corinthians, Paul was telling the people in Corinth. There were so many things going on. And you might be brave, Koso, Corinth. As I say so, until now, Paul, catch him and say, even though we have become Christians, we cannot be fed with solid food. We still have to be fed with milk because we have not matured in our Christian faith. Because of that immaturity, there were divisions in the church. And we see another day, we continue to see these behaviors in the church. Because we have not matured as Christians, that division still goes on. And so instead of us eating solid food, every now and then, we are drinking milk. You and I have been baptized. We have confessed Christ as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we have not matured. If we have really matured, there will not be divisions in the church. But now, and now Paul, it's not about I, Paul. It's not about Apollos. But if you and I are co-workers in Christ, then there shouldn't be divisions. Do we see that today in our church? Again, it will not make sense. It does not make sense. But when divisions begin to creep in into the body of Christ does not grow. Because I am on Paul's side, when I come to church and Paul's people are not doing the work, I will not participate because I am on Paul's side. We happen to be in the same group. And in the group that we are in, there's divisions. There are separations. So perhaps you go to women's fellowship. Executives be ebu efu ntine sent no onye executive crabium. When you go to YAF, they are clashing heads. When you go to Soul Revival, you know what goes on there. There's so many divisions in the body of Christ. Ebushianfo, when we continue to live under these divisions, the body of Christ will never grow. But if we are united with one purpose, with one goal, with one vision, then the body of Christ will grow. And this year, Ba say, Nasi Ababa to say, a sumacy, any lady priest and worshiper. When I'm here and someone is leading praise and worship, whether I talk to the person or not, I am giving my all because I am part of a body of Christ. It is not about the person. It is about Christ. So me ba say na obi NACS asori dem asia, I am partaking fully because we are co-workers. At the end of the day, we are growing, we are expanding the kingdom of God. And it's not about me. The divisions that has crept into the church is not allowing us to receive the full blessings of the Lord. So this week I was listening to this man of God, and he made this very nice example. Or see, it is not always that God's blessing comes when we are gathered together on Sundays. Sometimes his blessings comes when you are in group meetings. Sometimes his blessings comes when you are practicing for a song. And yet, every day, and yes, yes, and young coupon, and shira, a buy and so. Every day, oh, ha, yes, yes, says church choir, yeah, Tony, no, sat time, and young coupon, and shira, a buy and so. And I say, baby, oh, yes, shira, yes, yes, Bible study and prayer group. Ah, yes, you, and young coupon, I say, no, sat time, and no, and on young coupon, a best shira. Sat time, no, you know, be a yaka. And the soul revival of Asia, I practice that time in young coupon, Eddie Wound Shira Brown. No, be I can was soul revival. We see on Sabbath blessings, no. So you could be coming to church every single Sunday, but you're not receiving your blessing because this is not where your blessing is. Your blessing is at the point of you practicing. But don't know being Kasa into Uma. These are the divisions that is in the body of Christ, and we are not seeing the blessings of God. I pray this morning that we'll come to our realization that it's not about us, it's about Christ, the one who has called us. I don't know our friend, I don't know my Shiram, and this year, Basia, Ebiakunya, and Edia Baba Bear. Hallelujah. If you and I are co-workers of Christ, we give our best. When we come here, we give our best. Because we are co-workers. Ye ejuma efo. Na ejuma ni betu mpon a. Minu mienu. And as I see ye ya famu die. In fact, we will be rewarded according to our works. Each one of us will be rewarded according to our works. So if I want to be rewarded big time, I better bring my best. If we become aware, see, anybody wants to say we shall be rewarded according to our works, then we'll give our best. If I've ever been in the corporate office where bonuses are given, who has ever experienced that? Okay. What co officer your ma bonus are fear? The bonus is tied to your performance. It's not, it has nothing to do with overtime. Overtime, they oh yeah, the more hours you do, the more money you get. But bonuses are tied to your performance at work. So you know that at the end of the year, if your performance is not up to par, bonus will be nyane kitu ebi pe. Ebi swa kiti. But if you work hard, if you put in your best, if you give it your all, then at a time when bonuses are being given out, yours will be big. Into show bonus now, but I show account once. Yes, I feel my age, my pa. And that is what God is saying. God is saying that he will reward us according to our works. So begin to think about this concept. Nyankupon ebe shraye, according to ye nyuma, ah, yeah, yeah. Shehonde, fashi utrimu. Keep it in mind. So when it's time for us to come here, keep it in mind that God is going to reward me according to my works. God is going to reward me according to what I put in. In order to obey God's words, we have to be disciplined. People of God, when we are not disciplined, it's impossible to obey God's word. Because like I said earlier on, it sometimes it does not make sense. When God told Abraham to sacrifice his son, it did not make sense. And now you are telling me to sacrifice my son. In fact, I have struggled. I have aged. My wife and I, we have aged. We have struggled to have a child. And now you are asking me to sacrifice my son? It does not make sense. Nyankopon, unim se ya bre, ye nye, ye nkwakura bo bremu, ye mrewa bremu, eni ya we, eni wa che oba. Na bo fana wa che no, afi usi ye nse amfan kokobo wa fori ya mao. Oh. Nyami ben kre ye ni ya. Wache me adie, unim bebi ya me duisi bebi ya me dui die. Eni adie amiti mi awo. Waye me adomu, wache me abemu wa kama, 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 kama. I've wished me some fun cocoa for you. But Abraham listened, and Abraham followed God's instructions. And God expanded Abraham. God enlarged his territories. When we obey God's words, he expands us, he makes us prosperous, he enriches us. When we don't obey God's words, yen munu, yen nya sumudwi. Then King Kansam na ye kind and that or say, if you have an issue with a brother, now Baba Ba for ya. Train, pause it, go back and fix it. Hallelujah. Today, during the offering time, I'll pay attention and see if some of us will be able to put our offerings on the side and go back and fix our issues. Ephesians 4, we take it for granted, but that is God's word. The theme for today is obey God's words and live. And you know, be what I say, no, 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 I'm not saying anything. I am just telling you what the Lord is saying this morning. That no, 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 because God does not need your offering if you are not in good terms with your fellow brothers or your fellow sister. So don't bring it. He's asking you to pause, go settle the issue before you bring your offering. When we do that, we receive God's grace. When we obey his words, we receive his blessings. So today, it's about obeying God's word and having life. Or disobeying God's word and being in trouble. This morning I will set three instances where people decided not to obey God's word and the outcome of it. Ebusia fo si entie onyankopon asem na ye nini mransem no so a edin sunsuanso eba yen so. The first one is a man of God who the Lord has sent to go and proclaim his message. 1 Kings chapter 13, verses 7 to 10. 1 Kings chapter 13, verses 7 to 10. Nyame asuma onuane ba se onkonko ka asem enchire. Now, there were instructions. It came with instructions. That when you go, Don't come back the same as you went. Yema eduane a indi. When you go and you are coming, go in a different direction. When they give you food, don't take. When they give you water, don't drink. So it says, the king said, can we go back to seven? But the man of God answered, even if you were to give, the king said to the man of God, come home with me and have something to eat, and I give you a gift. This is a summer of a catcher or here, no, and no, here, and catcher, and the same. Bessinian coffee, let me come over, Diane. Any swo nanum. And let's look at the reply in verse 8. But the man of God answered the king, even if you were to give me half of your possessions, I will not go with you, nor would I eat bread or drink water here. Na nyankopon bana osuma na dwe e ba so se ampa nyankopon aka kire me se, the place where I'm going, I'm not supposed to eat, I'm not supposed to drink. And when I'm coming back, I shouldn't come back the same as I went. Can we go to 9? For I was commanded by the word of the Lord, you must not eat bread or drink water or return by the same you came. Fesuwa ye nyami ejumano wa bread. Ne radia kachro se, bibi ako ye mo ebiani amindi. The moon so amen, a quire fast with the choir, no. Oh, yeah, and some fasa a quire so and some farmer. So he listened to the first instructions. So he took another road and did not return by the way he had come to Bethel. This time around, was he okay? I am not going the same as I went. I'll go a different way. No, we are all Kokwans, you know. There was a prophet whose children had gone to tell the prophet that there has been a man of God who had come here to tell so many things. And the old prophet decided to meet this man of God on a way going. Who was resting? He was so exhausted after doing God's word. He has obeyed one part of the command. He was resting. So this old prophet went to him and told him, let's go home. He said, no, I'm not coming home with you. He said, let's go home. I'm not coming home with you. And the old prophet said, you know, I'm also a prophet. I'm also a man of God. So it's okay. I know the Lord has told you don't eat, don't drink. So it's okay, let's go home. People of God, we have become so complacent. We have become so familiar with this God that we serve that it's so difficult for us to obey his words. We have become so complacent. And we have become so complacent with it that it doesn't bother us a bit. We do it and we brush it off. We have become so complacent that we do it with impunity. Knowing that there is grace, we are bound, we live in times of grace. So we do it without any fear. But children of God, there is consequences. There is a price to pay when we don't obey God's word. So as we fast forward, this prophet took the man of God home. O mani duane mani die. O di die kama. Because he was tired. He had to drink. Can we go to the verse 20? First Kings chapter 13, verse 20. So he went, he sat down, and he was eating. While they were there, enjoying, because he was tired. Verse 21. Let's hear what the Lord said. And it says, he cried out to the man of God who had come from Judah. This is what the Lord says. Because the Lord had cautioned this man of God that don't go there, don't go and eat, don't go the same way, and he did not listen. This is what the word of the Lord came to the old prophet. You have defied the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning, we have defied the word of the Lord. You have not kept the command the Lord gave you. Therefore, we have defied the commands of the Lord. We have not kept the commands. So go, son, you came back and ate bread and drank water in a place where he told you not to eat or drink. Therefore, your body will be buried in the tomb of your fathers. Reason 4, this is the price that the man of God, who the Lord himself has sent to a place to talk to the king, this is the same man of God who had become so complacent, who had become so familiar with God that it didn't bother him to go back to what the Lord had told him not to do. Enemy does not bother us. If we say, we have become so familiar with Nyankopon, let's see what happened to this man of God in verses 23 to 25. It is so fearful when we don't obey God's word. So when the man of God had finished eating and drinking, the prophet who had brought him back saddled his donkey for him. The old prophet, I feel, didn't see the donkey, so said, now you can go back to where you are coming from. And as he went on his way, a lion met him on the road and killed him. His body was thrown down on the road with both the donkey and the lion standing beside it. Hallelujah. Vision 4, this is the power of God. When God commands us, when God speaks to us and we don't obey, it brings us shame. It brings us disgrace. When Yankopon was one in Bayer and Bayer in Asimim, Shinim Gwasia de Brenum, it leads us to death when we don't listen to God's word, when we are not obedient to God's words. It leads us to death. Now come verse 25 and 26 downwards. When you go home, have time and read it. There were people who were passing by. People passed by and saw the body thrown down with the lion standing beside the body. And they went and reported in the city where the old prophet lived. When we don't obey God's words, shame comes on us. Because we have not been obedient to God's word. We have to obey God's word and live. And if we don't obey God's word, we will die. Another classic example is our old friend Jonah. Our old prophet Jonah, the Lord had instructed him to a place to deliver his message. And God has smart Jonah. See, Jonah called me my Nineveh. No mon kokasa. No mon chomo umfia mon boni yemu. And Jonah, being a prophet, he thought he was too wise.
He didn't care. He didn't want to obey God's word. It's not Jonah. He's doing his own thing. Because Jonah had become so familiar with God. And I'm trying to emphasize on our familiarity with God, that when we become so familiar with him, we take him for granted. So he chose not to go. He chose to go do his own thing. And he was doing his own thing, minding his own business, I guess. And trouble started coming. And the trouble did not only affect Jonah. The people in the boat experienced Jonah's disobedience to the word of the Lord. People of God, when we don't obey God's word, sometimes the consequences does not only end with us. It trickles down to our children, to our country, to our places of work. And it's no surprise that in the Exodus chapter 20, verses 5 to 6, English, I like tree, ma wo ti asie ye. Oso edeme, oyo nyankupon ni nkumfua oyede, utuya ejanum emumu yesoka. Ekfa awon tuwa tuwa suwa, miensa ene enay so. I am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sins of their fathers. Your dad, your mom, your grandparents did not obey the words of the Lord. So it is not surprising that the Lord is saying that he is a jealous God. And because he is a jealous God, he punishes the sins of our fathers, third and fourth generation of those who hate him. So Jonah's disobedience affected other people around him. So our disobedience, you and I, our disobedience can affect the church. Menumienu asuti ayenyema onyankopon asem no etimi de asotwe eba asafo no so. But he shows mercy to thousands of those that love him. Hallelujah. He shows mercy to thousands of those who love him. Are we ready to have the Lord to show mercy on us? Obey God's words and live. Obey God's word and live. Or disobey it and die. Our third example is Lot's wife. And I'm going to be Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm going to be Obiyan si sanine mwemfi your Lord, his children, and his wife. It's time for us to move. But the pleasures of the world uchade niya or share your friend and say, what are some of the drinks that, you know, the men drink? Yeah, you tell me. Hennessy, right? Anything? Oh, munka, you know it. Vodka. In the ocean, I know just any man waiting now. I said, no. I can leave these things behind me. They are good stuff here. Now, Onim said, Nyankopon, prepare a better place for her. That is where we are today as children of God. We have been preoccupied with our situations that even turning our back to the worldly things has become a problem. Yentimi en nani yechi emma iwiasi niema. We join the train. We go to places. And sanumi ni eho ni echi asie ni eno papa bembe kan asem tem bia, you know, e bon sie ya part was na obie akoka e mu no aba. I have no clue what exactly we go to do in our cars. Hallelujah. I hope today we are going to obey God's words and we are not going into our cars anymore. Hallelujah. Lot's wife was so happy with the things in the world. Ephesians 4, Matthew 24, verse 35. If we are seeing a man in a tremorco, Matthew 24, verse 35. If we are seeing a fefedia in a tremorco, and Tare about 2 years, a tremorco. When I was growing up, you know, I saw, you know, pictures with, you know, the oldies with the afros and stuff like that. Today, there are no more afros. Today, there's a new hairstyle going on. When I was growing up, I think there was a song, Mr. Akataporius or something like that. When I was going to school, I think there was I used to have a bag behind me to school. Maybe a few bag in it. No, Papa, Papa, near from Papa, no, Upanka. It used to be called Upanka. I don't know. It's not in existence anymore. It's coming back. I don't know. But near from Upanka. My point this morning is that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will forever be there. So if his word will forever be there, you and I better believe and as you obey his words. Because we have our peace. We will enjoy. For this morning, I am trying to draw our attention that it is so fearful not to obey God's words. And so when you read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31, it says that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the Lord. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the Lord. When we are not obedient to his words, we are getting on his bad books. When you are home, in the house, at work, any other place, When somebody gets on your bad side of your books, you know what happens. We don't want to get on the bad side of God's books. We want to be on his good side. Are we going to be obedient to God's word and enjoy his benefits? On the flip side, when we listen to his words, there are so many blessings. And there are so many classic examples in the Bible of people, of men of God who were obedient to the word of God. And they had life. They were successful. They were prosperous. One example is David. He was righteous in the eyes of the Lord. He was faithful. He obeyed God's word. So David had everything at his disposal. If you and I will be obedient to God's word, if you and I will listen to his voice, his words, then we shall have the success. We shall have the things that David had. We shall enjoy the fruits of our labor. Another example we know is Job. Job's story should encourage all of us. Abrana obunsam akwa tempted Job. Job was fully aware that medem ho atu nyankopon bi so. Nisan say medem ho atu nyankopon bi so ntino. I am not going to give up. I will not allow you to tempt me. I will not give the things that I have. And so the struggles, the challenges that Job went through, he still kept his faith. Because he knew that if he was obedient, if he obeyed the words of the Lord, he will receive so many blessings. The loss of his properties, he was not perturbed. Because he had relied on God. He was believing in God. Because he knew that in the beginning was the word, and the word was the Lord. That is the point that you and I need to get to. That we obey his words and be faithful to him. And the last example, it's Abraham. We know Abraham's story so well. He obeyed, he was obedient to the words of the Lord. When I started my message, I said it did not make sense for Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. But then the nyame akano and now odiso. People of God, when we obey the word of the Lord, he is a covenant-keeping God. He fulfills his covenant. He fulfills his promises. So his promise, his covenant with Abraham was fulfilled. This morning, my hope and my prayer is that we will remember that he is a covenant-keeping God. And if only we will uphold to our part of the bargain of obeying his words, he will bless us. So Moses, having gone through all of this, he called the people of Israel. And when he had called them, he laid before them that today the heavens should be a witness to what is happening. And I don't pay or throw any assassin any witness that if we obey his words, his blessings shall come upon us. If we obey his words, we shall be prosperous. If we obey his words, we shall be successful. In fact, when we obey his words, we shall be prosperous in the land that we are entering. Asasi so aye kone be kwa kwa prosperous wo. Sadly, we have not been prosperous up to this point because when we were leaving Ghana, you and I, we fasted, we prayed, we seek the face of the Lord. Ebe du kroma si. We have not obeyed God's word. We have turned deaf ears to the word of the Lord. And we are not receiving the full promises of his faithfulness. It's time for you and I to turn our back. It's time for you and I to begin to obey God's word, so that his faithfulness, his promises, shall be established in our lives. This is my hope this morning. This is my takeaway, that I will obey God's word. And as we obey his words, we can all join hands together in one accord, and we can begin singing, when we walk with the Lord, he abides with Christ. What a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides in the still. Trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Children of God, this is our words today, that we will trust and we will obey. It will not make sense. It may not make sense to you, but you have to trust and you have to obey. This morning, let us trust and let us obey God's word and let us live. Amen. Amen. Shall we close our eyes and pray? You know where you are. You know your situation. You know God has spoken to you so many occasions. Ye ni mo brebi aye bo a Bible akatre se sa obrano enye
Today we have been made aware that even if we look at a woman in a lustful manner, we have committed sin. But because we have become so complacent, because we have become so familiar with this God that we serve, we have turned deaf ears to that. Pray and ask God that the Lord should strengthen you to be able to listen, to trust and obey. Because when you trust and obey His word, you will live. You'll be prosperous. You'll be successful. You will experience His faithfulness. You will experience His goodness. Father, bless us today. We are willing to trust and obey. Father, enable us and show us your way. We thank you, King of Kings, this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.